Why didn't he do something about it? Did you see that editorial?
Bragged about gutting it and didn't gut it.
Did you see the Times editorial on it day before yesterday? They laid it all on me. And here you used the hatchet, you and Wayne Morse, on the foreign aid. Of course, y'all are the ones that...
How about your pal Dick Russell?
Well, I don't know. He's always been using it. I don't expect... Dick Russell has been against it since his creed. He was against... Dick Russell was against the British loan.
Well, we didn't have much to do it.
I tell you now, I'm going to have a deficiency on... economic aid, and a good sizable one for Vietnam and Latin America. I just think you've just ruined poor old Gordon, and
make my heart bleed.
No, I'm not, but I think you and your little hatchet did it, and you just get ready to make it up now, because those two fields, you and Jerry Ford got me into all this damned economic stuff, and said if you would get them to do something in schools and something in health and so forth. And I sent a deficiency to Vietnam right now, and we are making a hell of a progress with them. And I'm going to move out of there just like I did the Dominican Republic. I'm going to turn them over our bases. I'm going to let them take them and build industrial plants and schools and whatever they want to use them for. And let them have an election, whoever they elect. I told him last night, I said, if they want your form of government, the majority can rule. I'm willing to let the ICC commission. He didn't say it. He didn't. He said, I'll tell you what he did say. He said, I wish that this could be clear to everybody. He implied, the implication was. Now, this must not be quoted, Bill, because we agreed, both of us, that we wouldn't talk to a human about it. But his implication was that he hadn't recognized what we wanted, what we would really do. He wished that would be clearer.
Well,
that was what he said.
I think he's quite right. I don't believe many people will accept it because the inconsistency, at least apparent inconsistency, with the enormous buildup. It's hard for people to understand that.
We either got to build up or get out. They determine the buildup. When he says about escalation, I said, well, now, let's see. Let's don't talk about half the war. I sat through 64, didn't put a man or a plane.
Well, I just don't find that is, I can see why you have to go to some special trouble to convey this to him. And he, of course, is a good one to do it. I'm glad he was there. I'm glad the British was there.
You see, I pointed out to him last night. I said, he said, now, how do you explain on the day that Goldberg makes this announcement up in the United Nations that it's your feeling that your Secretary of Defense escalates by placing an order for a bunch of planes for Vietnam? And I said, well, now, first of all, what Mr. Goldberg presented, we had said at least 50 times. His sentences are just taken from our speeches. We went over them very carefully before he made his speech. So we're all in agreement on that. Mr. Goldberg spoke for me and for the Secretary of State and for this country. And there's not any doubt about it, never has been, from the day I became president now. What he agrees to do, we're willing to do. That's number one. And we've said it. I've said it. I said I'd lay on the table a schedule to withdraw immediately. The slightest indication the other side wouldn't kill me while I was doing it. So that you can be sure of. Now, we've made it just as clear as we know how, but I'll take another look at it. Nguyen told me that before he came here, he felt that we wanted to dominate Asia and that we wanted to keep our bases there, and he never thought we'd withdraw. But he didn't think so anymore, and I said, why? And he said, because what you've said for 2 days. I said, well, I've said it for 2 years. Well, he said, I never did get it.
You said, and where you said,
well,
and all that.
I can't convey it any better than I can just... I said it to both of them. Anyway, I said, now on the planes, Mr. McNamara is ordering planes for 2 years and 3 years and 4 years. I hope we're not there 2 months. If we're there 2 years, I'm sure maybe some of these planes would go there. But just because we're willing to stop fighting tomorrow and go from the battlefield to the conference table, there's no reason we should never order another plane. And it's no reason that you won't order planes. I'm sure you ordered a good many more SAM sites. But that doesn't mean you want to escalate. I said, we never moved into North Vietnam until, by God, the 325th Division was down there in force. And I sat here in the year 64 from January to December all year long until February the next year. I didn't move a man or a machine in there. I didn't put a plane or a tank or a human, but they just kept coming. And if I had put them in earlier, I might have had it over with earlier. But all I'm putting in now, against a good many of my advisors right this moment, is just the minimum number that Westmoreland says takes to hold them. I said, I'm not invading Vietnam. It's North Vietnam, your ally, that's invading South Vietnam. Now, if you get your crowd back home, I'll get my crowd back home, and then we'll go to talking.
What is it?
He says he
has no power to do it?
Yes, that's what he is. That's what he says. That's what he said to Paul. Now, you know what I think about him? I think that you were originally right in thinking we ought to give them a chance. If you remember, you came here at my bedroom, my mansion,
yeah.
Sat here one morning for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and said we ought to give them a chance and I'll try. Well, they did give them a chance. I don't know whether you know it or not, but Shalepin went there during the pause. This was a Russian pause. He sold you and Mansfield and Morris and Pell and Church and every damn human in town, and he got Mac Bundy and sold him, and he got McNamara and sold him. Then they tried to sell Rusk, and Rusk had doubts. Then finally Rusk caved in. Then I was in the hospital. I came back from, went to Texas sick, and I came back here, and I heard all their case from each one of them. It started out with Rusk, and then Mac Bundy, and then McNamara, and then Thompson. They're all unanimous on the pause. I had Clark Clifford and Abe Porter sit in on it. Both of them disagreed that we ought to have the pause, didn't think that that would be acceptable, and they thought I'd be criticized for stopping, and the military criticized me. So then I went to Max Taylor, and he agreed to support me if I do it and not do it over 30 days. So I went home and I couldn't get the Joint Chiefs to go with me, and finally I got Buzz Wheeler to come down and he agreed that he'd testify before Congress if I didn't do it for over 30 days, that the monsoon was such that we didn't suffer many reverses and it wouldn't kill too many men during that period. He didn't think it'd do a bit of good. So I went for the pause. I notified the Russians several days before I did. We asked them to do everything we could. We notified the Indians, we notified the polls, everybody, to get ready in 4 or 5 days before we put it on. Then we put it on, and then that was about the time of Tashkent. Kosygin told Shastri the night before Shastri died that he had sent Shalepin to Hanoi to do something on a peace proposal. That was the language he used. Shastri wrote me that letter, the cable, the night he died. His heart attack. Last thing he did. I never heard a word from the Russians. They've never admitted it. They don't want to admit it, my judgments, because you don't want to admit that you made a speech endorsing McClellan if he got defeated. And they didn't want to brag about the defeat, and then they didn't look at the communist thing. Now, the Chinese, in my judgment, are in one hell of a shape. They're just tearing each other to pieces. And it's much more serious than any of us anticipated, hoped for, or expected. But a good many people got the idea that we were going into Vietnam for the purpose of destroying China, that these goddamn generals want to blow up her nuclear capacity. Now, that's completely wrong, but they thought that, and when they see that we're ready to go to a conference table, that we're ready to pull out, that we don't want any bases, that we don't want there, and look at what I did in the Dominican Republic, there's proof the pudding's in the eating. And I think that I've talked to about five of them from that area in the last month. I talked to Malik in Indonesia. I think that we brought about China lost Indonesia because we put men in Vietnam in our judgment and in their judgment. And we've talked to Nguyen at length. And I've talked to Utah at length. And we've talked to the ties at length the day before yesterday. We talked to the deputy minister from Australia, and he'd spent a good deal of time in Vietnam. I can't think of who else, but somebody else out in that area of the world, Burma, Indonesia, the Indians, we've talked to a good deal about it. Now, I believe most of them think that we're ready to have peace, and I think most of them realize that China is having her great difficulties. And I think that Russia is getting brave enough now where Hanoi is going closer to Russia and away from China. Now, if we don't get a setback, which we will get, I expect, in the election, they have all expected me to be overthrown.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. No. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, there's no truth to it.
Yes, they do. They do. Kosygin thing. I mean Kosygin, I mean Hanoi, I mean Peking. Dean Wynn told me that Peking told him the week before he came here that, quote, the masses will rise up and throw the murderer Johnson out of office in November. They think my term's ended. They've read this stuff so much. Kosygin read the New York Post every day, and he told Harold Wilson that the dissidents were going to grow so much in this country that I would no longer have control after November. The deputy prime minister in Hanoi told Ronnie that the agitation and division in this country was going to grow behind you and Morris to the point where I'd be in a bad minority after November.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. I said that.
I know it. You answered it, Vance, but that don't make a damn. That's what they're gambling. Now, I don't think, I said, well, suppose that Dirksen was elected and Morris was defeated in November. Would you say that was a reversal for me because one Republican's elected and one Democrat's defeated? I said, Vietnam, we're not going to lose a race on Vietnam. Not a damn one. Not a one. Now, we may lose some on race. We may lose some on economic policy. But the Republicans have been all out on Vietnam. Every damn one of them. We've never lost a Republican vote in either house. And so you don't need to worry about that. But anyway, that's what they're gambling on. My judgment is that you've got a chance for a break if we don't have a big defeat in November by the end of the year some way. And I think the Russians will step into it. That's no promise.
Yeah.
No indication, but I think that everybody thinks there's been some movement. I think that Goldberg thinks it. I think it's very significant that when you all asked that the prisoners, if you'd make some of your goddamn speeches toward Hanoi and not the White House, you'd have more influence. You already got it here, you see, so you don't need it. But when you make a speech to Hanoi and ask them not to mess with their prisoners, they listen. If you just like John Steinbeck told his Soviet author, if you just say, let's talk about all the war, and you say, now, Hanoi ought to do the following, 1, 2, 3, 4. United States ought to do the following, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's fine. We're for that. We welcome it. And I think they read it, and I think it's important. And my guess is that if we'll keep on the pressure and not go too far, not involve China's pride, and not involve Russia's pride, and not challenge either one of them directly, and if we don't suffer too much in November, I think he'll make movement. This fellow's trying to. I'm convinced of that.
Well, that's very good news. Well, I think there's a lot of logic in that. I can see how they might misread it. Nobody understands our political system because it's so complicated.
Kaiser didn't. Hitler didn't. And you know what Wilson told him? Wilson said that Morris and Fulbright and Jerry Ford and Dirksen and Mansfield may hit Johnson right between the eyes, but said then they'll pass the defense bill 87-0.
Yeah.
He says they settle these things and with their words. They don't use the daggers or the size of the guns or the bombs. They do it with the talking. So they'll cut his necktie off. Cut his necktie off, but said they might spit on him, but they'll never shoot at him.
Yeah.
And the bill will be 87-0.
That's right. Well, I'm glad to hear this report. You mentioned Black. I talked to him about it. I tell you, I've just been in the hospital, you know, twice having my checkup. I've got a bad stomach and a bad colon. I have diverticulitis and hiatus hernia.
Well, quit eating those goddamn strawberries.
Well, I don't have strawberries. It's nerves, he tells me.
Well, that's because you've been saying to Johnson. I told you. Betty ought to get you down.
I've been trying to save Johnson. That's the way you reported it. Sounds good. I'm going to take credit.
Here I've been a great Fulbright man. He's my Secretary of State. My God, I wonder what would have happened if you'd been Secretary of State and I'd have been president.
It would have had a problem.
Well, give me some credit, because, God, you can't get rid of me until 69 and help me the best I can here now.
I'm not trying to get rid of you.
Help me get out, that's all.
What you're telling me is you sound very good to me. Do you think if I made a point to talk to the British when he comes back, it's good?
I think it'd be good. I think if you just let DeBrennan know that that you're convinced, I think that you said, I don't remember where you said this. I thought it was a good statement, though. You made two or three good ones out of the many you make, but you said somewhere that Johnson won't...